It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, we have got our friend Bob Janquist joining us this morning, and you may remember Bob from being over at the Catholic Sentinel, taking care of the Catholic Directory. Well, now he is at Camp Howard, working with the folks at CYO Camp Howard. Bob, first, before we start talking about what's going on with camp, I wanted to ask you about the career transition. We were talking with Sister Krista last week during our share-a-thon. She is so happy to have you on the team. How did you make that transition?
Well, thank you so much for having me on board, and I am excited to be there at Camp Howard and of course, CYO and Sister Krista and all the gang there. So pretty much, I started working at the Catholic Sentinel in 2013 and established a relationship and worked together with CYO and Sister over the years. And after about 10 years or so, of course, the Sentinel folded. I did some work as in some digital communications, and then talking with Sister one day, it just happened to work out that, hey, why not take a look at Camp Howard and Camp Director? And it seemed to be a great fit. I love the organization, always have.
Well, it seems like it's a neat way to expand upon your skills, too, working in media. And now I would imagine it's totally different demands there at Camp Howard.
Oh, my goodness, it certainly is. It is a lot of multitasking, a lot of things that I don't know that I'm going to learn. My gosh. Working with the kids is fantastic, and it's quite an organization. My gosh.
And I bet a lot of prayer as well.
Oh, my goodness. I'm putting them up.
Well, you've got registration open for Camp Howard, so tell us a little bit about what's going on with that, getting things ready for the summer.
Sure, my gosh. So we have had camp registration out and about. We have a lot of response from kids, parents, families to join up and get back into it again this summer. So we're excited to see that. We're going to get have my gosh, I think we've expanded the anticipated number of campers out there just to be able to accommodate the families so far, and we'll continue to do so. Remember that camp is basically in the first week of July, and it runs through the middle of August. And there's some exciting things going on there. A very traditional kind of summer camp that you'd expect that you would have seen and attended as you were a kid, with the campfires and the archery and the slip and slide and the pools and the fishing and the arts and crafts, the corkle paddling and, all that sort of stuff that you enjoyed as a child, or remember, your kids are going to experience this year.
We're speaking with Bob Janquist. He's the CYO Camp Howard Summer Director, and we're talking about all the exciting things coming up this summer. What sets CYO Camp Howard apart from other summer camps, though? It's definitely different.
It definitely is. It's frankly the largest faith-based summer camp in the Pacific Northwest, at least in Oregon and Southwest Washington. It is obviously centered on the Catholic faith. Kids are going to not just be able to get fresh air and a clean experience, but they're also going to be infused with the light of God. There's just so much up there that gets instilled in these kids, and we see a dramatic change from the time that they show up to the time that they leave at the end of the week.
Bob, how do you weave the faith in and out of all those programs? How does that get interjected there? Because I know not everybody there is Catholic.
No, they're not. And by the way, everybody is welcome. Everybody of any faith is welcome. We infuse Catholic teachings in our prayers. We have nightly devotionals. We have faith-based singing and songs around the campfire. There's just a lot going on there that we try to instill in these kids every single day with just about every single activity that they do.
When I worked at Camp Howard, Bob, it was incredible how cool that interweaving of faith and fun was. And in each of the cabins, there's a crucifix and
right.
we're praying together. It's incredible. And speaking of making sure that Camp Howard runs smoothly, you need all sorts of additional summer staff and volunteers. What are you looking for? What's available? And how can people reach out to help?
Right. Well, here you go. This is an incredible opportunity for any youth age 17 and up who are currently in high school or have recently graduated from high school. And what it is that we're looking for is camp We call them camp cabin counselors. Okay, and these are kids who are, have again, they don't have to be of Catholic faith. It can be of any faith at all. And basically, these are kids who have a high level of responsibility and accountability. They're upbeat. And this is crucial for these kids. Kids want this. They're looking for this from these camp counselors. They want a high level of upbeat, engaging personalities and a real enthusiasm for working with these kids. Kids see it, notice it, feel it, and they learn from it. They're looking for mentors, coaches, fun people that engage with them and make sure that they have a great time over the course of the summer. In addition to that, we're looking for people who have really strong communication, interpersonal leadership skills. And by the way, we want these kids who come to work as camp counselors to walk away with additional skills that perhaps they didn't have at the beginning of the summer. So we work to make sure that their leadership skills are enhanced and grow. And they come out, frankly, with a better view that really leads them through the rest of the school year for them.
Wow, that's some cool stuff, both benefiting Camp Howard and benefiting those young people. Is there still that camp going on where younger than 17, it's basically teaching them how to grow into that role as camp counselors? I know that was going on when I was working there.
Exactly. We still have the Counselor in Training program, the CIT program. And to get a lot of detail out of it, you can go onto our website, cyocamphoward.com. And look into Camp Howard tab at the top. You're going to be able to see that kids from 15 and 16, sometimes a little younger depending, are able to get into a two-year program, 2 weeks per year, where we teach them how to be a counselor. We teach them how to be a mentor. We teach them, how to live the life that Christ teaches us to do, and how to instill and work with kids along the way to make sure that they walk away with that as well. So it's a great program, great training, great leadership experience, and these young people that age just do a great job. I mean, there's nothing I can say any more than that.
Bob, what are the positions you're looking for this summer? What do you need to fill?
Well, again, we're really looking to be able to fill the camp cabin counselor group, and that, again, is we're looking at 17 and up, okay? So whether you're currently in high school looking for that great summer job, and it is a great summer job. I can't see, any other, frankly, job that's better for a high school youth than this one. You're out in the clean air. You're out with great food, good fun, good kids, and the other thing is that you're walking away. I mean, you're going to meet kids that you met last year. You're going to experience that friendship coming back, but you're also going to make new friends too.
Well, Bob, how would somebody listening today go about applying for that job?
Great. Again, what we want to be able to do, we want to be able to send you over to our website. It's going to have all sorts of information out there. You go to CYO Camp Howard, right? And you're going to look at the top with that tab that says Camp Howard. You're going to see a short list of different topics. One of them is going to be working at Camp Howard. Okay, and so when you click on that, you're going to see all the details about what the positions entail. You're going to be able to see the different campus sessions. You're going to be able to see some of the different requirements, and above all, you're going to be able to see how to apply. Okay, and so from that, we're going to take it. As soon as we see that a youth has applied for a position there, we'll go through the process of asking them to come on board and take a look at an interview. Kids talk about their experiences. We make sure that there's a solid fit. And going through our process and our checks, kids come on board then and join our group. And by the way, as far as timing is concerned, June 21st is when we start training these new people, okay, for camps that start in early July that go through August 16th.
Well, speaking of perfect fit, Bob, I think it is a perfect fit that you have wound up at CYO Camp Howard as the summer director, going on from the Catholic Sentinel and moving up. It's a great fit there, Bob, and we wish you the best. And this is really exciting. So June 21st is the big day.
June 21st is the beginning of training. And the one thing that I would strongly encourage folks listening, pardon me, whether it is you, whether it's you have your kids or nieces and nephews or grandkids, apply today because positions are limited, okay? And we are filling those positions quickly. And so we want to make sure that all the kids that want and can offer a great experience have a chance to do so.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Jenquist from CYO Camp Howard.